comment that he goes really from some very basic aspects of training to almost kind of a graduated training in that sutta.
Yes, yes.
Really.
Yeah, it's really definitely a gradual continental shelf dropping to sudden penetration. It's very beautiful. And, you know, there is this dealing with drowsiness. I mean, everybody deals with drowsiness. And then your basic deportment as a samana, as a religious seeker, and how to relate to the lay community, and then not getting involved in a whole lot of unnecessary talk, which ends up sort of contentious, proliferative, unsettling. And all of those, whether it's the relationship to the lay community and families, with talk, and then that sense of bonding with anybody. But also he says, nor do I praise bonding with no one at all. I mean, it's because he does say, of course, that association with Kalyanamitta is one of the major supports for the practice. How do you support each other as practitioners and not make things complicated and difficult for each other? But whatever it is, say, becoming restless inclines the mind to becoming more restless and then agitated and losing one's restraint, that calmness and centered quality, then you don't want to be feeding that.